This is the five breaths practice. Checking your posture first. Noticing if you're sitting on your sit bones. If you're sitting in a chair, lining up your feet and knees and hips. Folding forward at the hip joint. Then bringing the shoulders back and down. Lengthening the neck, bringing the chin in and down. Allowing the spine to elongate, breathing in and breathing out. Without stretching your body in any way, just imagining the spine is easing and elongating. Your body settling into place, allowing the body to soften over your bones. And feeling yourself sitting. If you need to shift to become comfortable, go ahead and do that. If you're sitting on the floor, just making sure that you're sitting on the sit bones. Your spine is in an upright posture, your shoulders down and back gently, and that you're feeling stable and comfortable. This practice combines awareness of breathing, body scanning, and passive muscle relaxation. We invite our muscles to relax in this practice. There are more than five breaths in the long version of this practice, which we're going to do now. It's called the five breaths because we're going to do five long breaths interspersed with short breaths. What we'll be doing is focusing on one region of the body at a time. And I've divided the body into five regions. The first is the head and scalp. The second is the neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. The third is the torso. The fourth is the lower half of the body. And the fifth is the whole body altogether. So what we'll be doing is one area at a time, focusing on the sensations that we can experience. Just noticing them, breathing gently. Then we'll be taking a long, deep, diaphragmatic breath in while we feel the sensations. And as we breathe out, we'll be inviting our muscles in that region of the body to lengthen and soften. Releasing tension if there is some, if the muscles can release tension. And it's important in this practice to remember non-judging awareness, just observing what we observe. Without worrying about whether it's right or wrong, noticing if we wish things were different, without getting caught up in the emotions of wanting them to be different. And remembering the practice of non-striving, not trying hard to achieve any goal, not trying to relax, not trying to settle the mind, just practicing this practice and noticing what happens.